The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shvilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, the Ilui Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Meirenu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechreinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, brings down that Ben Almana Achas asked Rabbi Eliezer, if Abba Eimer Ashkeni Mayim V'Ima Eimer Ashkeni Mayim, if one's father tells him to give him a glass of water and one's mother tells him to give him a glass of water, and if both parents are married, Eizem Man Kredim, which one goes first, the father or the mother? Amar Le Hanach Kvoid Imcha Fasei Kvoid Avicha. Leave the covet of your mother and do the covet of your father. Why? Sha'ata ve'imcha chayavim b'chvayt avicha. Because both you and your mother are chayav in the covet of the father. Balofnei Rabbi Shua, armalei kach armalei Rabbi Niskar Shimau, armalei mi ben risei enecha niker sheben almonata, telehem mayim v'sefel v'kakeel en ketanigel. So Rashi explains what this means to say, and in a nutshell the halacha is that if they are both divorced, then, if the father says, give me a drink of water, and the mother says, then they're both the same. He has a chiv kibur ave, and he has a chiv kibur eim, and he must fulfill both of them equally, which basically means, I guess, that he should do whichever one he would like. Or al kapanim, he should put it between them and let them fight it out, like the Gemara literally says. And the question is a very interesting one on this. My brother asked me a question before we get to our main point. That why is Niskar Shneim Shavim like it's Kepaskin and Shulchan Aruch? Why don't you say that Ish is Koidim L'Isha? We know that whenever there's two people, Ish is Koidim L'Isha, like the Mishnah says in the end of Harius. So now that they're divorced and there's no Ata Vehi Chayavim B'Chvayda Vicha, now already we should go back to the old din of Ish Koidim L'Isha. So I was wondering if perhaps when two people ask for a glass of water, that's not exactly L'Ach Yosei. You know, when people are collecting money and they're starving and such, then there's a din of Ish Kaidim Leisha, and so on and so forth. However, if two people ask you for a glass of water, not necessarily would it be bound by the restrictions and order of the Mishnah in the end of Harris. And maybe there's a little bit more to discuss about that, but it's just an interesting point I wanted to throw out there. The main point I would like to discuss is the famous question of the Livyat Chayin in Parshas Vayigash. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes it in Tshuva Samaches in Madura Kama. The Rashi in Parshas Vayigash, which is quoting a Medrash Rabbah in Vayigash, Tzadik Dalet, says that Chayev Odom B'Chvoid Ovev Yoiser M'Chvoid Ziknoi. A person is obligated to respect his father more than he's obligated, more than he's Mechuyev, to be Mechabed his grandfather. It's an interesting Rashi. It seems like there is an obligation to respect the grandfather, but at the same time, one is obligated to respect his father more than his grandfather. So the question the Livyat Chayin wants to know is, how could that be that a person has to do for his father more than his grandfather? Why don't you have the same story that we have over here? Just like over here, Sha'atavim Chachayim Mechved Avicha says that the father goes before the mother. Same thing should be by a grandfather, that if the grandfather asks for a glass of water and the father asks for a glass of water, you should have to give the grandfather first because you and your father are both obligated to respect your grandfather. That is the question of the Livyat Chayin. And in order to discuss that, I think it would be quite apropos to discussing all the sugyas of Kibud Av V'Aim here in Kedushin, that we should discuss a little bit in general what is the anatomy of this chiv to respect one's grandfather. I'll begin with quoting the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei Simon Reish Mem Sif Chav Dalet. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any mention about a grandfather, but the Ramah says over there in Sif Chav Dalet, Yesh Eimrim De'ein Odom Chayev V'Chvayt Avi Aviv. There are those that say that a person is not Mechuyev in the covet of his grandfather. That's a quote from the Marik in Sherish Mem Dalet. And the Ramah says on that, Ve'ein Nirali El Odom Chayev V'Chvayt Aviv Yosem V'Chvayt Avi Aviv. He's Chayev in the respect of his father more than the respect of his grandfather. So here's the Ramah quoting the Medrash in Vayigash that Rashi quotes, and posking that a person is actually chayiv in the respect and the kavod of his grandfather. However, he's chayiv in the kavod of Yoiser mechvod avi aviv. Now, interestingly enough, there's no pasuk in Chumash or Tanakh, for that matter, anywhere or any other source that a person is mechuyev in kavod of his grandfather. In fact, the Gemara in Ksuvas Kav Gimel has numerous things included in kabed es avicha ve'es imecha, like eishes av and achicha gadol and so on. Baal imoy. Avi Aviv is not on the list. So therefore, we have to a little bit study and scrutinize the sugyas that mention this topic and try to find what would be the reason and the source for the chiyuv to be mechaber the grandfather, which again, the Marik denies, and the Yesh Ayimim, the first Yesh Ayimim in the Ramah, is the Marik. He holds there's no chiyuv to be mechaber the grandfather altogether. Let's learn a little bit the sources, what's exactly the guidelines and the rules about this chiyuv to be mechaber a grandfather, how do we paskin, and also there seems to be some, at first glance, contradictions about this topic. Let's begin with the Gemara in the end of Sait on Memtes Amud Aleph, that Rav Acha bar Yaakov brought up his grandson, Rav Yaakov, his daughter's son, and when he grew up a little bit, he asked him for a glass of water, and the grandson that he brought up so dedicated, he tells him back, Lav Brechan, I'm not your son. In other words, Rav Acha bar Yaakov brought up his grandson Yaakov, and when he got a little older, he asked him, can I please have a drink, Yaakov? And Yaakov said, I'm not your son. And Rashi says over there, Ein alai l'chabedcha keben, I'm not mechuyev to be mechabed you, like a son is mechuyev to be mechabed you. And the Gemara concludes and says, V'hainu da'amri inchi, Rabbi Rabbi bar bar techano. Basically, Rabbi Rabbi means like, grow up, in other words, bring him up, work on him, put an effort to bring him up, but eventually he's going to turn around and tell you, I'm your grandson, I'm not your son, basically, I do not have to be mechaved you. That's what the Gemara says. The Marsha over there says, Vafilu brola barta. Not only bnei banim harein kibanim, but even a daughter's son also has a din of bnei banis harein kibanim, and therefore that applies always. So why is there no chiyuv kibud av? Aim says the Mashab, because bnei banim harein kibanim does not work for kibud av. It's only for period rivia, not for kibud av. That's what the Mashab says over there. So the Mashab seems to be saying clearly that granted there's no difference between kibud av and kibud aim, between bnei banim and bnei banis. However, basically the Marshal's only possible idea of why one would be mechuyev to be mechaber his grandfather is als bnei banim arayim kibanim, and he explains this Gemara in Saita, which seems to be saying that there's no chiyev of kibud av, by saying that bnei banim arayim kibanim does not apply with regard to kibud av. Now the problem is that the Ramah says that there is a chiyev to be mechaber a grandfather. How would the Ramah learn this Gemara, and how would the Marshal make sense out of the Ramah? L'chare, he's explaining the Gemara, that there's a Gemara that contradicts the Marsha. So again, that contradicts the Rashi. The truth is that it's a Medrash in Vayigash, and not every Medrash in Vayigash has to, align, correspond with the Gemara in Saita. It could be a Machlekes in Chazal, a Machlekes in Midrashas. However, it would be interesting that the Rashi and the Ramah would choose to paskin like the Medrash in Vayigash over the Gemara in Saita. So the Vilna Gaon in Bir Agro over there suggests that there's a difference between Bnei Banim and Bnei Banis. That Bnei Banim are in Kibanim, and that's why you're chayav and keep it up. And might I mention that I found in the Charedim in Perek Yud Beis that says that a person is mechuyev to be mechaber his grandfather because Bnei Banim are in Kibanim. We mentioned that the Marsha says that it doesn't apply l'gavi this. And truth be told, the Marik in Sherish Memdalet also speaks out when he's saying his Shita that there's no chiyuv to be mechaber grandparents, that Bnei Banim Harein Kibanim was not said with regard to this. So we have the Marsha and the Marik saying that Bnei Banim Harein Kibanim does apply here, however it doesn't apply with regard to Kibud Av. And then we have, seemingly, a Gemara that says that there's no chiyuv, to be mechaber grandparents. How does that correspond? How does the Ramah and the Rashi learn this Gemara in Saita? So again, the easy answer would be like the Bir Agro suggests, that the Gemara in Saita is talking about Bnei Bonis. It's talking about a daughter's son, not a son's son, and therefore there's no Chiv Kibud Av. But in the case of a son's son, there actually would be Kibud Av. And although the Marsha says clearly that that's not Pshat in the Gemara, because like the Gemara in Yevamah Samach Beis, Amit Beis says that there's a din of Bnei Bonis Arei and Kibonim there, when the Gemara is discussing how Lavan said, Abonim Bonai v'Abonis Bonaisai, so the Gemara wanted to say that it's because Bnei Bonis Arei and Kibonim. And it's a big discussion, there's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar about this, as well as Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Vayetze, over there by Abonim Bonai in Lamed Aleph Mem Gimel, and there's a Gemara in Yuma Samach Vavim at Beis, and we had a Rashi earlier in Vayera, Perik Yotes, Pasik Yud Beis, and it's a long story, but basically there are numerous rais this way and that, seemingly contradictory rais about whether Bnei Bonis are also Kibbonim or not. our daughter's sons like sons' sons or not? And I actually had a little bit of an interesting spice to explain what the shaila is, whether daughter's sons are like sons' sons with regard to Bnei Banim, Harei and Kibanim or not. But right now, let's just stay to our topic and try to answer this question. So I actually was thinking that the Gemara in Saita is meduktuk, that it's only talking about daughter's sons, that there's no chiyuv kibarav, but son's sons, there would be kibarav. And that would be as follows. Because the Gemara says, V'hainu da'amri inchi rabbi rabbi barbar techano. What do you mean rabbi rabbi barbar techano? Why would people say a general statement about barbar tech? The concept that you'll bring up a grandson and he'll later turn on you and say, I'm not your child to be mechabed you, shouldn't only apply by a son-son, or a daughter-son, I should say, it should apply by a son-son as well. Why is there a general quote of the Amri Inshi of Bar Bartech Ano? Perhaps it seems like it's only Bar Bartech, but Bar Baruch would have to be obligated to be mechabed his grandfather, exactly like the Shita of Rashi. So in fact, if we're Madaik the Gemara, it's Mashma only daughter's sons don't have a chiv kibarav, but son's sons do have a kibarav. And that would be the Bir Agro's explanation, how the Ramah and the Rashi and Vayigash and the Medrash stim with the Gemara in Saita. And I found later the Kli Chemden, Parshas Vayigash, actually makes this deek in the Gemara in Saita. I think it's a pretty strong deek. Although maybe there is where to go with it, that the Gemara is just saying it in the phraseology of the story that just was discussed in the Gemara with the daughter's son, but it definitely sounds like we're only talking about a daughter's son in the Gemara in Saita and not a son's son. However, according to the Marsha that says there's no difference between Bnei Banim and Bnei Banim, you still have to know how he understood the Ramah's perspective on this Gemara. And just in general, it's worth entertaining another possibility how to explain this Gemara, if we can. There's another fundamental Gemara related to this whole issue of being mechaber a grandfather. Real quick over here, in Makas Yud Beis Amud Aleph. One man, the Omar, says that a father who kills his son, the brother, can become a goyel adam to the father. V'tani yidach ein b'noi nasli goyel adam. That basically a child cannot be a goyel adam for the father. So the Gemara originally wanted to say it's totally in the previous mentioned machlekes over there, Rabbi Yossi Aglil and Rabbi Akiva, about whether it's a mitzvah or a rishos. And then the Gemara backs off of that, and the Gemara says, you know what the answer is? The where we said that you could be a goyel adam for the father is talking about a case of a ben b'noi. And when can't you be a goyel adam for your father is talking about b'noi. El kan b'noi, kan b'ben b'noi. Depends if you're talking about a son or a grandfather. Basically, a son can't be a goyel adam for the father, but a grandson can be a goyel adam for the father. That's the Gemara in Makkos. Now, if you look at Rashi over there, Rashi adds a couple of important words. Rashi says, Rashi adds three important words, that a child is not muzer in the covet of his grandfather, and therefore he can be the goyel adam. You could have learned the Gemara that although there is a chiv to be mechaber the grandfather, but the lav, the prohibition of makya aviv or mekal aviv, that is only for a father and not for a grandfather. But Rashi adds, and he says, ve'enei muzer b'chvoidai, the Meiri, for example, in Sanhedrin Pehe, says that. That even though he's mechuyev b'kivet ziknoi, but he's not muzer al kilolosei v'akosei. But Rashi adds those words, ve'enei muzer b'chvoidai, it sounds like there's no chiv covered altogether. And the Bir Agro here in Yeridei Reish Mem quotes, Ayin Makas Yud Beis V'Rashi Shem, he means to stress this Rashi here, that Rashi says, ve'enei muzer b'chvoidai. So the question now is, Rashi in Saita seems to be saying that there's no chiv covered on a grandfather. Rashi in Makkos seems to say clearly, Einei muzer b'chvoidei. How does this all align with the Rashi in Vayigash and the Medrash there, which the Ramah quotes and goes with, that there is a chiv covered on a grandfather? So we've been discussing so far that the reason why one would be chayiv to be mechaber as grandfather is because b'nei bonim harein kibonim. However, if you're medayik to Rashi says in Vayigash there, chayev b'chvoid aviv yoyser m'chvoid avi aviv. It sounds like yes, there's a chiv to avi aviv to a grandfather, but he's chayev and the father is covered more. Now, suppose somebody would have two fathers simultaneously, or like we said, a father and a mother that are divorced. The idea is that he's obligated to equally to both of them. So if a person had a chiv to his father and to his grandfather because of bnei banim harein kibonim, shouldn't logic dictate that it's the exact same chiv? Granted that Bnei Banim could be Kibbonim, could not be Kibbonim, could be Kibbonim Lagabi, something's not Lagabi, other things. But if Bnei Banim Arayin Kibbonim makes a Chiv Kibbut to a grandfather like to a father, shouldn't it be the exact same
weight, amount, voltage of chiv? And if that's the case, why is Rashi saying chayiv odem b'chvoid aviv, yoyse b'chvoid avi aviv? So I would venture to say that Rashi doesn't mean al t'bnei bonim harein kevonim. Rashi means an entirely different thing. Rashi means to say that included in the chiv of the covet to the father is the chiv to the grandfather as well. Just similar to the way some people understand the chiv covet to achicha agadol, that a person's mechuyiv to be mechabed his oldest brother out of respect to the father. In fact, someone had discussed that maybe when the father's not around, you do not have to respect the older brother. In any event, if we say like that, then there are numerous sources to this. For example, the Bach in Siman Reish Mem over here brings two possible suggestions why one would be mechuyev in kveid avi of a grandfather, either because of bnei banim arayin kibanim, or out of respect of the father. And I found also in the Steichem and in the Tuv Tam Vadas from Reb Shlomo Kluger that they also mention and go with such an explanation to the chiv of being mechab of the grandfather. If that would be the case, then it would be quite obvious why a person would be chayev in kveid aviv yoysim in kveid avi of, because after all, the chiv to the grandfather is only a teilada, it's an offshoot of the dinim to respect the father itself. That being said, we can easily navigate through the Gemara and Makas Daf Yud Beis, because over there we're talking about an unfortunate scenario where the grandfather killed the father. So now that the father is no longer around, obviously the father is not here to trigger the chiv to respect the grandfather out of respect of the father, and therefore it would be ve'ene muzer b'chvoidei of the grandfather, like Rashi said. And the Rashi in Saita as well actually goes very well with this, because Rashi says over there, lav brichano, eini mechuyiv lechabedcha keben. In fact, it sounds like maybe I am mechuyiv to be mechaved you, Reb Acha Bar Yaakov, but not on the same level that I'm mechuyiv to be mechaved a father. I'm only mechuyiv to be mechaved you like a grandfather. So therefore, if you tell me to give you a drink, not necessarily do I have to give you a drink. As far as Rashi over here, Rashi in Vayigash, I mean, Rashi is discussing the pasuk over there, Vayizbach Yaakov Zvachim Lalikei Aviv Yitzchak. And he only mentions Yitzchak, he did not do it in respect, it's no mention of Avraham Avinu. The Ramban is still bothered by the Rashi over there, we're not going to elaborate on the whole thing, but basically, he is mechuyiv to respect his father, and he's mechuyiv to respect his grandfather, but the chiv to respect the grandfather is not as much as the chiv to respect the father. So perhaps, after Misa, where Yitzchak and Avram were already nifter, Yaakov Avinu was mentioning the chiv of Kibud Av, he was mentioning the kvod Av, if I mean, because mechavde b'chayiv and mechavde b'moisei. However, as far as the grandfather goes, when the father is not there, the chiv to be mechavde the grandfather is much more minimal. That all being said, I think if we tackle properly the Livy Eschein's question, and you look in the Livy Eschein, he also touches upon this, it depends what the chiv of the covet to the grandfather is, if you can have this question of chayiv odom, of atav avicha, chayav mechvoyed avi avicha. If you say that it's al pnei bonim arein kebonim, then it's a pretty significant question. It's the same obligation to the father and the grandfather. And in fact, I don't even know for sure that if a father and a grandfather are sitting by the table, that if they both ask for a drink, maybe you should give the grandfather. However, if the chiv is chayav od mechvoyed aviv yoyis mechvoyed avi aviv, it's not the same chiv, it's a chiv because of kavod of the av. So since the chiv that the av has to the grandfather is a regular kibud av, and the chiv that I have to the father is a kibud av of mine. But my chiv to the grandfather is not that same chiv. My chiv is just through the father. That wouldn't be enough to trigger an atav avicha chayav mechvoyed avi aviv, and therefore you won't tell to the Gemara in Yevamos, excuse me, in Kiddushin, in our Gemara, you would not tell that to the case of Avi Aviv. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes a Taisus in Yevamos, which sounds like the Svara of Atav Avicha Chayavim, excuse me, Atav Imecha Chayavim Mechved Avicha, is Exeris Akasav, which is a very interesting Taisus. And the Taisus HaRosh over there says the same thing. But before that, the Taisus HaRosh says another thing, which is very important for what we're discussing here. But we'll have to leave it at that for now.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.